from Genesis, the first chapter, and I'll be reading from Genesis 2nd chapter and also the 3rd chapter. The verses I'll be reading from Genesis is the 1st chapter and the 26th verse and the 27th verse. And I'll also be reading Genesis 2, 15, and 17, and Genesis, the 3rd chapter, 1 to 4. Amen. Second one is Genesis 2, 15, 17. Amen. So then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle of all, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his image, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Remember that he created male and female. That's all he created. The second chapter of Genesis 2:15. And God, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of the every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest there, thou shalt surely die. Amen. Genesis, the 3rd chapter. Now the serpent was more subtle, crafty, than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of every tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. So did the serpent lie to the woman? Yes. He did. As he lies to us every day, especially in our culture, especially in our generation, he lies to us. God said, do not eat. And what God says, do not eat, we are not to eat, not to do, wherever it may be. So we have to know what truth is and what lies are. And how will we know what truth are if we don't know what this says? We have to know what this says in order to conflict against truth. Amen. So our whole intent and our whole duty as believers is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. It says, no cross, no crown. No Christ, no gospel. No death, no resurrection. No burial, no life. That is how Jesus Christ died according to scriptures. And that he was buried, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. Do you know the history of Jesus Christ's sufferings? He suffered for us. He came and took our place. He died on the cross to set us free because we were bound to sin because of the disobedience of Adam in the Garden of Eden. We said, do not eat, and we ate. Then the whole human race was affected by one man. It entered into the whole generation, the whole creation because of one man. But Christ and God did not leave us there. He sent us his son, Jesus Christ, that we are able to live and we are able to have abundant life in Christ Jesus. It says, don't you know that the love of this world is entity against God? This world is entity against God. This world does not love God. It does not love his Bible. It does not love Christ. It does not love his commandments. It's against God. And if we're agreeing with the world or even with their laws or with their parades or with their whatever they're doing, then we hate God too. To love this world is to agree with the rules and biblical laws, the darkness, to conform to the image of the beast, always bowing down to the devil, the Antichrist, the perversion of lies, the father of lies, which always leads us to destruction and to death, and that separates us from away from the living God. That is what happened in the Garden of Eden. The serpent and the devil, the father of lies, said, "You will not die." And he used that same old saying. He's saying it now. We used to have an old saying that said, "God said it, that settles it, and I believe it." But God said it, and that settles it. That should be what we believe on and what we lean on is what God has said. Amen. Jeremiah 10:10. But the Lord is a true God. He is the living God, the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth quakes, and a nation cannot endure his indignation. Psalms 31:5 says, Into thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Jesus uses that same words as he was going to the cross. He called out to his Father. He said, "Unto your hands I commit my spirit unto you." Having said this, he breathed his last breath. He gave up the ghost. Are we going to give up the ghost for the gospel? Are we going to die for the gospel? Amen. First John 2:15-16 says, "Do not love this world or anything in the world If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them. For everything that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which comes not from the Father, but from the world." Are you a child of the living God? The Father God, the Son God, the Holy Spirit, the three persons in one, in equal power, in equal glory, in equal truth. We have to remain in the vine. He says, "We remain in the vine, we abide in the vine, that he will abide in us." So we really have to stay in this word. As I was studying the word, I found all kinds of things that I thought I knew, that I did know, but then it's like, wow, I forgot about that. So we had to constantly stay in this word, because the thing would just go over our heads and we would forget. We would know a part of it, but we won't know the whole of it. So we have to be students of the word of God so that we would know how to defend the gospel. What we defend is the gospel. We don't defend ourselves. We defend the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. It says, "What is your Father God saying to us today?" In Proverbs 7:1, he says, "My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee." He said, "My son, my words, lay up my commandments with thee." He said the same thing with my daughters. "My daughters, keep my words, hide your commandments within your heart, that you may not sin against me." The Holy Spirit, he comes to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and judgment. Amen. So, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow weary or tired, and his understanding that no one can fathom is unsearchable. He gives strength to the weary, and he increases the power of the weak." Isaiah 40:28-29. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." Isaiah 41:10. Turn with me to Romans, the 13th chapter, starting at the 8th verse. Amen. Romans, the 13th chapter, the 8th verse. We're going to read to chapter 14. It says, "Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth has fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love the neighbor as thyself. If you love the neighbor as yourself, then you won't steal from him. If you love the neighbor as yourself, you will not commit adultery with his wife. If you love your neighbor, if you love your neighbor, you will not sleep around. If you love your neighbor, you will walk before the Lord upright and holy before him." It says, "Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the time that is now at high time is to awake out of our sleep." It says to wake out of our sleep because we are sleeping. "For now our salvation, is now..." Take my time. Start over again at the 11th verse. "And that knowing he the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the work of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and in drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying." Amen. In the ESV version, it says, "not in orgies and not in shacking up." That's what chambering means, shacking up. We are not to do those things, especially Christians. We have Christians these days saying that, you know, God has grace and I can do what I want to do and there's no consequences of what I do because God, he knows me and he made me, so I'm this way. No, God said once he's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, that we are to put off those things, to put off fornication, to put off gossip, to put off lying, to put those things off, and to put on Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. "But to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." Amen. Amen. Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, 1-2, says, "To everything there's a season, and a time for every purpose under the sun, under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted." Amen. So the next day, John the Baptist saw Jesus Christ coming. And he says, Jesus Christ coming unto him said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. This is he whom I said after me, come to a man who is before me, because he was before me." That affirms his deity. God was before us. Christ was before us. Even before he came, he always was. He always was. He didn't come in the manger, in the lamb, but he came. He was always God. He was always God. "All things were made by him, and with him was not anything made that was made. Without form, empty and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth." That's in Genesis 1:2. "And the Spirit of the God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light." You know what light is? Christ is light. He has made us to be light. He has made us to be the salt of the earth. So make sure that we're walking in the light. And how will we walk in the light if we're not obedient unto our Father, to our Heavenly Father? Amen. Colossians 2:14-15. It says, blot out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. He took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he, Christ, made a show out of them openly, triumphantly over them. I mean, God made a show out of them. He triumphantly over death. He took away the death of sting, that death has no sting no more over our lives. We're going through this world. We're going through this life. But these bodies will not enter into glory. We're going to put on new bodies that will be incorruptible. He will crown us with new bodies. So we're going through sickness. We're going through pain. We're going through disease. We're going through afflictions. But when we go to glory, we will have brand new bodies. Are we looking forward to that? Are we looking forward to being with our Savior, with our loved ones, those who have gone before us, grandmothers and great-grandmothers who have died in Christ? We will be all together on one accord. There will be no more war. There will be no more sickness. There will be no more death. There will be no more sin. It will be all done with, because God will bring it to pass. And he said what he has said, everything he has said, he will all bring it to pass. Amen. So Isaiah 55:6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And our God, he will abundantly pardon. He will forgive. He will forgive because he is merciful. Amen. He is merciful. He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your my ways, says the Lord. But as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Sometimes people say, I don't understand God. We won't understand God without his word. We won't understand him without his spirit. The only way we will understand God is through his word. The only way we will understand him is through obedience. Even as Christ, he obeyed even to the point of death. He said he was about his Father's business. Amen. Are we about our Father's business? Are we about our Father's business as men of God, as fathers, as grandfathers? Are we on our job, doing our job as mothers and grandmothers and aunties and sisters and brothers? We have to be on our job. We have to be about our Father's business. That's to train our children up into the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. Because this world does not fear God. They want us to do everything that the word of God says not to do. They want us to do it. Join in with us. God has not destroyed us yet. See, we're doing it. But one day God will destroy everything and all things that does not give his name glory. Amen. The scripture is clear that there is only one God, and there is no other besides me, a righteous God, a Savior. There is none besides me. He says, turn to me and be saved. The only way that we can be saved is through Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, he is calling us. He says, come to me, those who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We can't go to the Father unless we go through the Son. We have to go through the Son in order to get to the Father. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. So are we encouraged today?
Yes, sir.
Are we encouraged?
Yes.
Sons of God? He says, my son, my word, my commandment, keep it. Meditate on it. Don't only hear it. We have a lot of hearers, but God Christ, he wants us to be a doer of his word. A doer of his word. The word of God is going to keep us in our lane. Just like we have on our freeway, we have those bumps. When you get out the lane, it wakes you up. So the word of God is going to keep you in your lane. It's going to wake you up from those dead things. It's going to wake you up from those things that you love. It's going to show you that you are not in line, that you are over here. Come back. Come back to the Savior. It's almost like the prodigal son. So he was off. He was swindling. He wanted all his riches then. He said, give me my stuff now, Father. So his father gave it to him. And he went into a land. And he was doing everything, whoring and drinking. And then he found himself in the pit, eating with the pigs. And then he came to himself. He came to himself. But you know that was the working of the Holy Spirit. He says, I can go to my Father. I can go to my Father. And I will be his servant.
Yes, sir.
But before he went on his way to his father, and we saw his father, he repented.
Yes.
I have done wrong. We have to always repent of our sins because we do wrong. We can't just come to the Father and say, here I am. No, I was wrong. And you were right. I was wrong. And you were right. God is always right. He is always right. He is just. He is righteous. He is holy. How will we know that? How will our neighbors know that if we're living any kind of way? How will we represent Christ if we're living any kind of way? They won't believe us. They wouldn't want to come into the house of the Lord because they say, well, you're doing what we're doing. So I might as well stay out here and do it. So we have to be on our job as saints. We have to mortify our flesh. We have to deny ourselves. We have to take up our cross. We have to follow Christ. We have to truly have to follow Christ. So when we leave from this place, tonight, tomorrow, next day, make sure that you're getting into your word, that you're reading your word, that you're meditating on your word, that you're eating it as you eat food. You eat it as you dress yourself, as you comb your hair. You have affections, Lord, affections for it. That you love it with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. With the love of this word. Loving this word is loving our Savior. It's loving our God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So bless the Lord. God bless the Lord. God bless the Lord. God bless the Lord. God bless the Lord. Amen. So be encouraged. They say be encouraged in yourself. Don't be encouraged in yourself. Be encouraged in the Lord. I always remember when Whitney Houston had that song, You're Stronger Than You Think. That was a lie. She was not stronger than she thought. We're not strong in ourselves. We're only strong in Christ Jesus. We're only strong in Christ Jesus. So make sure that you have your strength on. that you have your shield on, that you have your armor on, because this is the only thing that's going to keep you. This is the only thing that's going to keep you from this wayward life, corrupted, sinful culture, lifestyles, which they're trying to bring on us and to make us agree with them. God said, do not eat. And the day that you eat of the tree of good and evil, you will die. And God means that you will die. A lot of people say, well, I haven't died yet. But there's a day coming. There's a day coming when he would come and he will judge everything that is not like him. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken up. You say one would be in the bed, one would be in the field. Do you know your Savior? Do you know your Jesus? Do you know your Bible? We have to know this thing. We have to truly know this word. Do you know your word? Do you know your God? Do you know your Father? Do you know what he has said? Do you agree with him? Are we saying yes to his will and yes to his way? We have to do that as the saints of God, as the children of God, as the sons of God, as the daughters of God. We have to give God the glory. Amen. We have to give God the glory. We have to give God the glory.